The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Here's what's trending.
Chick-fil-A is dominating in the fast food world. They are now the third largest fast food chain in America. And basically, the way it breaks down, only McDonald's and Starbucks outsell the chicken chain. But the idea is that McDonald's has got its eye on Chick-fil-A because it's outselling them in a lot of different locations.
Who's number one? McDonald's
and
number two,
one,
Starbucks.
Starbucks, and now Starbucks. Chick-fil-A.
I wonder where Burger King is.
Oh, way down on that list.
Is it really?
Is Burger King really? Are they
what's
like the Pepsi
four?
To Coca-Cola to McDonald's Coca-Cola?
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where they don't have as many locations, you know, like if you notice, it's sort of like you got a little bit scrounge a little bit for a Burger King.
I hear it seems like whenever there's a McDonald's, there's a Burger King across the street.
I love me some Burger King. I love McDonald's too. But let's get back to Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, it's interesting. So one of the things that they're doing is like, I guess they have like a higher price point, you know? I mean, like Chick-fil-A sandwiches aren't necessarily inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the other thing is that, you know, they're like basically their tickets run higher than McDonald's, but they're making billions.
And there's only a couple locations like in a town like Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they're sparse in wherever region there are. So there's something there.
Yes.
You know, there's always a line. It's always amply employed. There's a million employees. They're all excited, like, hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
They want you to know your name.
They're good to you.
There's a million McDonald's and Burger Kings.
Yeah. That's probably the price point there, then, if we're talking about money.
Yeah, per location.
Well, Starbucks amazes me because, all right, so I was at the airport, two different airports, maybe three this past week, and there's always a Starbucks there. The line to Starbucks is absolutely insane, but then like two little things down, there's like a Dunkin' Donuts or something where hardly anyone's in line. So
yeah, well, that ain't Starbucks.
I know, exactly.
Starbucks people are addicted.
Yeah, they are.
And they got, especially at airports, they got to get it.
Oh, that's
crazy. I was really sad. So we were in Hawaii last week for spring break. And Hawaii, it's got amazing coffee, right? Like, I mean, it is known for its coffee. And you would see people going to Starbucks. I'm like, what are you doing?
I know, isn't that weird?
Like, that was and you guys know awesome, I love Starbucks. But it's like, I'm not going to go to Starbucks. I'm in Hawaii. Like, I went to whatever the local...
Sure.
You know, place was because I was like, I want Kona coffee.
People just love their Starbucks.
I used to do telemarketing and sell that Kona Gold.
Did you?
Oh,
really?
Remember that back in the day?
I probably have some at home.
And this was before the coffee craze, so like you really had to get some sucker on the line.
Yeah,
because people were like, I just do Maxwell House, and you're like, well, ma'am, for a limited time, you can get Kona Gold. It's
Maxwell
like good coffee.
House. Yes.
Folgers, crystals,
some of the coffee, if you went to a grocery store or whatever in Hawaii, some of that coffee is so expensive.
Yes.
It's insane. I'm like, wow, that's like $80 for one pack of coffee. It must be delicious.
I found this,
you'll never know.
No, I won't.
It must be delicious.
I will never buy that for myself.
Right.
Yeah. Millions of Americans watched the eclipse yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was all excited. And now the big story about what's happening on planet Earth, or at least here in America, is the double cicada season that's going to be starting.
When does that start? Because that's you.
In a couple weeks. Iowa, it's like Iowa is like the westernmost cicada deal. So this is the first such reemergence in 221 years.
Because several of them.
Feels like summer when you were a kid and you had a summer when the cicadas were out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. So they have different, because they come out in different times. For some reason, this is all timed out perfectly that it's going to be, it's crazy. They're already talking about different foods to make with cicada, which I would never, ever eat a cicada pizza. That's what
people it though.
Yeah, they do. They do. I'm just reading it.
Candied cicadas, all this kind of stuff. So, like the solar eclipse, which, you know, we aren't expected to see here in the U.S. until 2044. The next cicada double emergence, where these, you know, two really loud things will won't be happen until 2245.
Oh, really? Really? 20 more years on that one? Oh,
no. 200 more years.
Oh, 200.
Like,
okay.
This is like a this is super rare. Like, this is, I mean, you think solar eclipse rare? This is like even rarer than that. And it's
Tell me you're gonna go.
I can't help it.
Where would she have to go?
She'd have to, it's right close to where she's gonna be at because it's over closer to Illinois.
It's Illinois, Missouri, Indiana. I mean,
oh, it's going to be loud.
It's bananas how loud they're expecting it to be, which I already think cicadas are so loud. I'm like, how could it be any louder? I mean, honestly.
Those things are like aliens. You ever have one land on you?
Oh my God. It freaks me out.
Totally. Me too. I don't have hair. I couldn't imagine it getting in your hair. You're going to have issues.
Oh my God. You see them on the sidewalk and they're just...
Yeah.
It's like the size of a matchbox car. You're like, this is so gross.
All right, so you know what's really bizarre? They have these things called cicada killers. Have you guys? They're giant
creepy
wasps.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't sting us.
No.
But that's all they do. And so what they'll do is they'll dig holes, and that's where they live. And we had a problem underneath our driveway where they were, and I just freak out about those giant. I've never seen...
Their stingers are insane.
I've never seen anything like it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, talk about, like, another thing where you see a cicada killer and you think, if that stings me, like, how is this not something out of an alien movie?
I'm with you.
You're like, I think I'm dead now because I think I just found myself in a scene from The Mist by Stephen King. You're like, they're terrifying.
Yeah.
And can you eat them?
I don't know. They only eat cicadas.
But they will sting you if you annoy them.
Yeah, if you annoy them, they a thing, and they live underground. And so to get rid of them is hard because it's deep enough. You want to get up to so they freeze or something. I don't even know. All I know is I had a problem a few years ago.
You know too much about them.
Well, yeah, when you have them flying around like birds, you tend to want to learn a little bit
more.
They're
very unsettling.
Yes, they are.
You want to get rid of them real fast. So, like, if you find out you've got a burrow on your property, you're like, oh, my gosh, we need an exterminator yesterday. Get these out of here.
So when is the cicada thing happening?
Didn't you eat a cricket sandwich once?
Uh-huh, because of you. Because I vomited everywhere. That was gross. I think about that all the time. Whenever you are like, we got to do a bet for our Oscars. Like... Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I was in on the bet.
Yes,
if I would have lost, I would have ate a cricket sandwich.
Yes.
So it was
a live cricket sandwich, remember?
It was a piece of white bread with peanut butter on it.
So the crickets
would stick to it.
God help us.
And he ate it.
Had to. I lost.
Zero
that was
Chick-fil-A
awful. Every bite was like an explosion of grossness. It was...
Now, I wouldn't hold so hard on two. Had to. I lost. I think... I'm 1 for 700 in you paying on losing bets.
Well, whatever. That's probably the worst one, for sure. So when is the cicada thing happening again?
It's coming in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
I mean, it all depends on like when the ground starts warming up.
Yeah, keep us posted.
You're gonna miss the moment.
I want a daily update.
Well, as much as she's walking around, moseying around, I'm sure we'll get the updates.
Loud. Big Party Show.
Hello. Yeah, I tell you, I'm kind of glad basketball's over. College basketball, that is. That was a whirlwind. March Madness. I did that ESPN.
And Lady Madness.
And Lady Madness, yeah. It's
How about
both
that?
All the same.
The
yeah.
two Iowa natives on that legendary Iowa team, and that's the most, that's the record for a women's game.
Yeah. The South Carolina and the Iowa championship game. It was a great game, but it was a tale of two different talents, that's for sure.
We watched too much sports.
Absolutely.
But like we were reflecting last night that if you think so, the national champion was UConn. Well, Creighton beat them at home this year. They got to beat the number one team at home. And Nebraska got to beat number one Purdue at home.
I know.
Like, we live in sports ball state.
We do. We absolutely do. Now we're right into the baseball season, and everyone's doing pretty damn good, actually. I should give Wylene a break from my sports in the house, because I'm just way too much into it. And I keep forgetting about that new football league.
That goes
on right now. Yeah.
Which is like, well, this is the thing that I'm always curious about. So you guys have to watch TV together? Like, it's not like she's like, listen, you do your thing, I'm gonna go watch my shows.
If there's a sports thing going on, she'll sometimes sit and watch with me. Otherwise, we'll just separate and I'll just go into whatever room and I'll check in with her.
What's the worst TV show that both of you watch together? Like American Murder or an all-new Pawn Stars? Like, what's the most disgusting thing you have to watch because you love her?
Well, last night she got into this new show and she was waiting on me on that. It's called Ripley. It's on Netflix.
Oh, how is that?
It's hard for me to follow a little bit because I was too busy with the sports thing so much. And she's already buzzed through 5 episodes. So, and I separated, and she can already tell that I was wanting to go watch something else, basketball. But you know what? Everything she watches is great. She loves watching murder shows.
I wonder if marriage counselors just talk to couples about TV shows.
They should. She loves watching murder shows. She loves unexplained stuff, like UFO type stuff. And then the other thing she was watching this weekend was about psychic kids, kind of like I see dead people.
Okay,
real people, little kids, psychic little kids that see dead people, and it was tons of them. And yeah, it was hardcore. I was like, wow, this is crazy. But outside of that, she's always, in the murder scene.
What if you're a really creative kid that's just making it up?
I thought the same thing, Jeff.
I mean,
they say the kids see it.
They would say.
Into that realm of the mediums, they say that all kids
see it.
That we all probably don't remember this, but we saw something and we giggled at. We said, Grandma talks to me. We probably all did this.
Probably.
And the theory is, if you believe it, that then the walls of being a grown-up,
the filter
that block it all. We all have that filter. We don't see it anymore. We're not a conduit. But
yeah, that's what I was starting to think was happening. Because
if you're a ghost someday, you know, you die, you get hit by a bus, and you wake up on the other side, and you're like, oh my God, it's real. And you're trying to talk to us, but we don't listen.
Yeah.
But a kid sees you. You see little baby Steve. And you're like, that's my conduit.
And that's what that show kind of is. And it's a long series.
Or a cat or a dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, it'd be something simple as little Jeffy. They're interviewing little Jeff, and he's like, yeah, I saw my aunt on the side of the road dead. And then, bam, they get home, and the kid, that's what happened. So, yeah. That and Cake. She likes to watch Cake shows.
Oh, it's not. It's Cake.
Is it Cake or whatever?
Is it Cake? Oh, my God. That is hysterical.
Well, you need a palate changer after kids seeing dead aunt on side of road.
Yeah. Now, is it
Cake? Imagine, what do? They just blew it off. They're like, okay, little Joey with your stories. They get home. Hold on. Let me answer the phone. Oh, my God. Time to watch Cake.
Yes, absolutely. All right, we'll be right back. Hang on.
Channel 94.1 from the Barry Law Traffic Center.
Got a brand new crash in the North Metro. Going to be taking up the right lane as well as the right turn lane of southbound 31st Street at the intersection with McKinley Street south of Sequoia. I'm right in front of you. Can't you see? I lose control when you're not here with me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me.
Channel 94.1. That's speaking, everyone's talking about it, but that eclipse yesterday. Did you guys see any of the footage of the animals at the zoos? That was weird.
Going a little nutty?
They're going completely nutty. Like, giraffes were running around all over the place. Zebras. I mean, it was the most insane thing.
I think they're more in tune with the lunar cycle, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's like,
well,
they knew.
It's got to be doing something to humans.
It's got there's a vibration. I mean, it feels different.
It has to be. Like, in ancient societies, when it happened, they would, like, go carve it on rocks.
It was
the biggest thing that they've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us went out for like a lunch break and spent a little extra time.
I mean, looked out
the window at the drive-thru like, that's a thing.
Couldn't you feel it kind of? I mean, I felt like it felt different. Like, it feels I can't put a fine point on it, but like the energy is just different.
Yeah, if you paid attention, if you tuned into it.
Yeah, like it really is, like there is almost like a vibe. I felt the same kind of weirdness when looking at like the Northern Lights. Like there really is like an electricity type of thing, like where it really does, like if you feel, you let yourself open,
that's
like you
list.
Can feel
sure.
that kind of thing.
I saw it when I was a kid when we were up in Kenora. We went up to the Lake of the Woods on a boat plane and went fishing. We could see it every night. The green waves.
Oh, dude.
Now I want to go back as an adult and do mushrooms and watch the Aurora Borealis. How
I don't even
trippy
think you need to
be?
Enhance it like that. Like what? I think just if you let yourself be just open and...
No, we want to be on mushrooms.
I want to open my third eye.
We want to be high as hell. So we want to be
careful third eye.
They opened my third eye.
It was weird.
We don't talk about that in mixed company.
It was weird. Yeah. So did you feel like running? I mean, was it a burst of energy where you just felt like running like a crazy woman through the park?
You know, I didn't sleep very well. I
never do.
They said it's like, been affecting people's sleep.
I haven't slept in a week. Yeah, so.
I couldn't, you know me, I usually, like, I couldn't get to bed last night. Like, I was keyed up. Like, yeah. I was seriously keyed
Not
up.
Not because of all the excitement and stuff. And
I don't know. I really don't. I don't know what it is. I mean, I don't know if it's still jet
maybe
lag
it's your
from
third
traveling.
Eye.
I was going to say, maybe it's your third eye, Molly.
How dare you?
It's on your forehead.
I know.
That's why we're
not in Molly's mind.
We were so gypped off when Rebecca Rosen came in here years ago, and we're like, "Who here amongst us is psychic?" And she goes, "I think party." We're like, "She's pandering to the host." She goes, "Your third eye is open."
Then I stood straight up, and I was like, "Oh, yeah, spread the butt cheeks, yeah." Anyway, yeah, so there was kind of some type of energy there. So now we just get back to overworking.
Are you talking about
too
my
concho?
My concho.
It was weird. I spread my butt apart. I did a whole spread for Playgirl magazine as my concho. Just want to let you know that.
The greatest. Big Party Show. The latest from Selena Gomez called Live On. Hey, it is a car wash alert today.
Oh. Wow. Okay, Dad.
Don't do that anymore.
Honka, honka. Car wash alert. Get that car washed, Jeff. Jeff, I would love to see photos of your dirty car because I guarantee you there's no one in the city that has a dirtier car than Jeff.
I told you,
Jeff.
The goal is to be the dirtiest in the city.
You're winning.
I don't think it's been washed since September.
Well, what's funny is that...
Here's the problem. I belong to Rocket Car Wash, so I'm not being a very good representative of Rocket Car Wash.
I was going to say, why aren't you going?
So every time I'm in, like, go to my gas station, they have a car wash, where in the past I would go to their car wash.
Uh-huh. But now you don't, because you have a membership.
Like, why would I go to the Amoco...
That's far less superior.
And by the way, I've got a leak in my right tire. And so, like, every time this winter's been so weird, the up-down, you know, it gets cold. And so, you know, you get in your Jeep and it tells you the pressure on all four of your tires. Mm-hmm. My front right is always starting to dip.
Yeah. I have
the
same thing.
It's about once a week I got to go up the street and put air in the right front right.
Okay.
And they have a car...
I was going to say.
Car wash attendant.
Yeah.
So they have this sweet gal that's got to sit in the saddest phone booth there.
Yeah.
And run the car wash. And I got to get out of my car and I put air in my front tire. And the way the modern Jeep goes, when it hits the right number, your horn goes,
yeah.
Oh. And all the lights flash.
Which
and
is nice.
Every time I do it, the poor gal comes running out of the
phone booth.
Oh, and
thinking something's up. Something's wrong.
Yeah, sir, can I help you? And I'm like, no, I'm just filling my tire for the ninth time.
No wash.
This
They're
month.
Like, okay,
and then I drive right past the car wash.
It is dirty.
That's what rain's for. I don't understand the car. That's my husband's thing. He gets
a hold
of
the car.
Yeah, he'll get a hold of the car and he'll fill
up the
tank.
It's like washing your shoes.
Like I was like, why?
It's like nice to wash your dress shoes, but do you have to?
No.
No.
Not really. I mean, I don't feel that precious about my car. And this is also the other reason why I don't have, you know, like a Porsche or
would you let that get dirty?
Oh, my God. Have you ever been to one of the fancy ones? Like,
Oh, yeah, where they detail it.
The Rocket
you get out
Car Wash
like,
is pretty
Rocket
damn nice.
Is awesome.
Once you go to the one on 168th and Maple, you're ruined.
Yeah. Because I have one in Millard, Molly, and it's not the same.
Most amazing car wash you've ever experienced.
Yeah, it's pimp.
But it's not on the level of, like, seeing my buddy down in Houston where he has sports cars, and he gets his car washed 3 or 4 times a week.
Oh,
so usually when we're down there, like a drinking weekend, it'll be a Saturday, and he'll take it in, and it's when everybody takes their sports cars. And it's like everyone's in the high-end waiting room. They have a bar.
Yeah.
Wow.
All the gals have Botox. Their faces are all puffed up. You know, they all have little dogs.
So they're very
all
pretty.
They're waiting for their Lamborghini.
Yeah, that's a different life. I don't understand. Never
and
will.
They know Steven by name. They're like, hey, Steven. And they clean his car. And, you know, there's cash is being handed. I mean, just another life to, like, have that level of car. You have to get it washed all the time. You have to have a team of people cleaning it.
That's what I mean. Like, it's too much responsibility. I would never want to have a car like that because it would require me to really
to do
have
it.
To, because it's like you feel like it would feel like you're letting a piece of art get dusty or moldy or what, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I drive a 2012 Toyota Highlander.
That's like, why. We should have led with that.
Not being precious about this.
All right, we're out of here. It's going to be good. Decent weather, decent day today. Looks like decent all week. Might have some windy days, but whatever. We're past it. We're into spring now, so that's good.
What do we do with our lives now that college football, professional football, and college basketball are over? What is a man's existence?
I'm going to take a break for a little bit, and then I'm going to roll right into your hockey playoffs on the 20th of this month.
Molly, what say you?
So,
there's a different football league that has started playing.
The Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to ball out. The UFL, I actually did watch a little bit of the game.
What'd you think?
Martinez is the backup quarterback, I think, Birmingham?
Yeah, somewhere. I know that he played the first game, got hurt. He's always getting hurt, but yeah, I know he's playing again, so that's good. So there's someone to follow.
Your husband has Cubs baseball.
Yes,
yeah,
that
that's
has
right.
started, and it is just, my God.
Yeah, isn't that fun? Yeah. This is not nagging you about doing stuff.
Huskers are nationally ranked.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And Creighton baseball is doing well as also. So, yeah, it's we're a sports ball town. That's right.
Making the College World Series is so impossible.
I know. I'm excited, though, for both of them to see what happens. All right, we're going to get out of here, though. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a safe day. Enjoy it and do yourself good.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.